Welcome to Immunize Wisely with Ingrid Castle, your host. And it is May 30th. It's the last Saturday in May. And I have a couple great guests for you today. But before I do that, if you're new to the show, I want you to know that I'm the Director of Vaccination Liberation, and our websites are vaccinetruth.com. VacLib, VACLIB.org, that's short for vaccinationliberation.org for organization. And I also have another website, humbleweed.net, that keeps my bills paid. I sell products that I think are essential to keeping your immune system strong, hence immunize wisely. I think it's more than just keeping our immune system strong, it's being strong Americans and standing up for our rights. That's part of immunize. We need to really stand up and be proud to be Americans at this time more than ever. And I want to also mention that we have extended our sale of the Vaccine Religion, Mass Mind, and the Struggle for Human Freedom by VacLib founder Wallene James, who happens to be my mother. And I wrote the foreword to the book, and it's her last book. Her first book was Immunization, The Reality Behind the Myth, which was a bestseller, but she's signed a pretty bad contract. But they still sell a lot of that book. It went into a second edition in 1994. And then, she, anyway, never really got decent royalties to it. She signed the contract against all our advice and blah, blah, blah. So I went ahead and worked with Carol Adler of Dandelion Books to print her last book. And it's a beautiful book. It has 5 stars on Amazon. Again, that's The Vaccine Religion. We're selling it for $20, a brand new book that includes shipping and handling. You can't get that cheaper anywhere on the net. So I'd encourage you to take advantage of that because after May 31st, it's going to go back up to $25 plus shipping and handling. So, but you're still supporting our Vaccination Liberation volunteer efforts. So I really appreciate that. I actually, I'm trying to get a hold of the guest I scheduled, and Ken's going to tell me when he calls in. But I have a half hour before I'm having two guests on, actually. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in other countries with this lockdown. And I think it's pretty damn important to look at what's going on outside of our country. So my first guest is Greg Zemanski. Some people may know of Greg. He has the Greg Anthony's Journal.wordpress.com. Greg Anthony's Journal, that's like Greg Anthony and then an S and then journal.wordpress.com. And he has some amazing stuff. So if he doesn't show up, I'm going to actually read some of his great stuff off his website because he is an investigative reporter. We hooked up with our report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 when we had the Idaho Observer. And he came out and lived in Spirit Lake for a few months and really a fascinating guy and a deep thinker. And he actually has a couple of radio shows, one on CNRTalk.com and the other one on First Amendment Radio. And a few weeks ago, I was on his program for about 10, 15 minutes on, I believe it was CRNTalk.com. And he has, some great companies who produce health supplements and products that have sponsored him. And he's funny, great sense of humor. And I just, not sure if he's called in yet. Kenneth, did he call in or am I going to be reading about him? Oh, good. Well, that's great timing. So, anyway, yeah, I was really glad. Yeah, do you want to try calling him? I left a number. Do you want me to give you his number again? Okay, anyway. So, yeah, it would really be great to have him on. So I'm going to go to the chat room. By the way, Murr Bailey, thank you, Murr, for hosting our chat room. Our chat room is immunize wisely with a Z, wisely with a Z in the middle, dot chat and go. That's chatango.com. And I like to be able to post stuff there. Myrrh is always on it. She's very good about posting stuff. So I really appreciate her. You know, she's very quick. She's much quicker than me. I don't know. I grew up with a slow gene, I think. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and try to go there. But anyway, when I talked to Greg recently, he turned me on to what's going on in Brazil. Apparently, I think it's the president there. He's going to return the rights of the citizens to carry guns. He is so disgusted with this coronavirus WHO directive to lock down the whole world. There's a meeting where he's just going ballistic. Oh, Greg! Yeah, I'm glad you called in. Thank you. I appreciate it. So I was just actually going to start reading from your blog, and I love the Brazil thing that you had posted a while back.
I can hardly hear you.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Will it be this way on the show?
Okay. Yeah, he's going to call you back. Just hang on. He's going to call you back. Anyway, I wanted to go ahead and give everyone in our country a bit of perspective on what's going on in the rest of the world. And there are some world leaders that are actually calling it and saying, no, we're not going to roll over. And that is really a wonderful sign to me that, you know, the people are rising up and the leaders are, you know, they say, you know, if the people rise up, the leaders will follow. Well, it needs to come to that. And, you know, I attribute it to a lot of the prayers that are going out. People are getting much more tuned in spiritually. This is a spiritual battle. And, you know, you've got to let go of fear and trust in God.
I got to hear the station and her.
Okay, Greg, can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little better. Let me see. Go ahead.
Okay, Greg. Well, I gave a great introduction to you. I told everyone about your great blog, Greg Anthony's Journal. That's Anthony with a Y and then an S and then journal.wordpress.com. And you're quite the prolific writer, and that you have two radio shows, one on CRNradio.com and the other one on First Amendment Radio. So I gave that whole introduction. So, you know, I really like a lot of the stuff you report on because you catch a lot of news that I would otherwise miss. I mean, you know, some of the stuff is the same that I know about, but there's certainly a lot that you grab. And what I was saying before you came on was, you know, about the was it the Brazilian president or?
Pardon? Have you started the show?
Oh yeah, we're on live right now.
Oh, we're on the show?
We're on the show. Yes, we are.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were just talking. That's great. That's great. So anyway, go ahead. Ask me a question then.
Yeah, well, I was. I wanted to really have you share with people what's going on. Like, you're in Mexico now, and then we have people, and you know, you're in touch with people in other parts of the world. And that's kind of what I wanted the theme to be for the whole 2 hours, you know, because I'm going to have a guy on from India that's a prolific talker and very, you know, strong on, you know, human rights issues and stuff and, you know, calling for the arrest of Bill Gates, et cetera, you know. But anyway, so I want your take, basically, on what you're seeing in other parts of the world and how you know, a lot of people see that they look at the U.S. as kind of a leader for what they should do in their own countries. And I want you to know your take, like what's going on where you live.
Well, you know, I guess what I'm looking at, you know, when this stage pandemic started about 4 months ago, you know, people who follow conspiracy theories, what they call us who talk about this as being a government stage project, you know, we're really the only people that study these things, and we believe in these so-called conspiracy theories for that reason. So I knew this was going to be something out of the ordinary, and it sure has. You know, it's a worldwide lockdown for really something that does not merit that. And when you look at all the damage that it's going to cause, it's basically an evil operation. So I started looking at it from that point of view, and I think if people start thinking about it, where can you start? You know, usually when you say, well, we're going to look for evil, we want to start at the top, you know, whether it's believing in God or Satan or whatever, and then we work our way down. But I'd like to start in a real interesting area because I think America is a good example now. And people may be contributing to evil without even realizing it. And what I mean by that is people tend to join an organization or a team or a group. And what they do with that is they basically, let's use the political system. And every country in the world falls prey to this. And I'm not even going to give them the title of what it is because I want to do it in kind of a different way to get people to really understand this. Most people will, in America now, will either go on the Trump side, which is the MAGA hat people, or they'll be on the globalist side. And never in the history, at least since I've been around, have I seen America divided. And the problem is that if you basically take a side, I believe, for example, let's call Trump's team the X team. Let's call the Clinton or the Obama team or whatever, the global team, the Y team. And if you join one of those teams, no matter what you think may be the right way to solve all these problems, you're actually contributing to what I call the first stages of evil. Because you have no, many people do this unwillingly. And I'm not saying it's their fault, but they have to look deeper. And so I say, why not join the XYZ team? And that really is basically this. Basically looking at both of those organizations and saying, if I join one, if I join the other, they're manipulating both parties, both systems, for their own outcome. And so if you unwillingly do that, you're contributing to what they want you to do. They want you to get involved. For example, it's amazing how it works out in most every situation. And what I'm saying is this. If what they're doing is orchestrated, we have to go one step beyond that and understand it. And by understanding it doesn't mean you can't solve the problems, but you'll never solve it with the people that are involved in it. Now, we have to get rid of that. And I don't think by joining the Trump team or by saying, you know, he's going to lead us to the promised land or joining the globalist team is the proper way. You know, so basically what it's called is the Hegelian dialectic used to a T in most everything. And so that's the beginning of it, and at a political level. And it goes much deeper when you start talking about it in terms of wars, worldwide catastrophes. Look at what's going on now with the race riots, orchestrated, you know, efforts to create chaos. And seeing it right now. But anyway, that's kind of the direction I take. And in a sense, what happens is, once you get to that point, I look back years ago, and I say, you know, look at all these internet sites, and they're always trying to solve this idea of conspiratorial factions. You know, who runs the world? And some people say the Freemasons, some say Skull and Bones, others will say the CIA, Mossad. Oh, you get the banking cartels, the Bilderbergers, these secret societies. But when you really look at it, there is a group that runs things, and we can't call it a conspiracy, I don't think, because they identify themselves all the time. And if people look deep enough and are not blinded, they can see it. You can see it on the U.S. Capitol building What's on the top of it? That'll tell you who they are. You can go into the House of Representatives and look behind the Speaker's podium, and you'll see two fascist symbols there. And they're the exact fascist symbols that were used in Rome. And I could go on and on. But what I'm saying is that group, to me, came to light when I worked in Rome. And when I went to Rome as a young reporter, I lived there 7 years. And to be honest with you, for the first couple of years, I had no idea what was going on. But I was lucky to be around what was called the Vatican Bank scandal at the time. And it was the biggest scandal the Vatican had been in a long time. And it opened my eyes up to many, many things on the corruption that the Vatican was involved with our own government, with the mafia, and et cetera, et cetera. But the real key issue to me that happened, I was working at the time as an editor for the American newspaper in Rome, and it was about 10 days before Reagan came to visit for the first time. And I walked into our office, and there was a long hallway, walked down, and within 10 seconds, a big, huge bomb went off in that hallway, which means if I was about 10 seconds later, I wouldn't be here right now. And that really opened my eyes, because I said, how could they get in there? And terrorism was just being tested during that time of strategy attention in Italy at the time. And I started to research it and found out basically the CIA did fund the American newspaper. And so I started to think, you know, in terms of what is really going on in the world. And that led me on a long, long search for who was, what was this organization, what was the Vatican really all about? And I wanted to know the extent to their militia organization, the Jesuits, and their involvement in the government of the United States. And I looked at it from a present point and a historical point. And what I found out, along with a number of other researchers that go unmentioned, you know, because basically they don't want this story out. They never did, never will. And if people understood it, it could change a lot of things. But I found out there's a huge Catholic, Roman Catholic substratum to American history, especially our revolution. And when we start looking at the Vatican's connection, the Jesuit connection to the American Revolution, it is amazing, because we can see, when you start really looking at the history that's been kept from us, that this country was founded for a different reason to begin with. And it had a lot to do with a gentleman, well, I use that mildly. His name was Lorenzo Ricci. He was a Jesuit general at the time. And I can call him one of our founding fathers that don't want to go mentioned. And there's a lot of these people that really never get talked about, because if we really understood this form, what it was really formed for, we would have a whole different idea of American history. We'd have a whole, we have a better understanding of what's going on now. To make a long story, this is not a new world order. It's an old world order. And it's an order that's been around since Julius Caesar. And we're seeing it right now, the fruits of it, with this COVID virus thing, because what's happening now is it's turning into the one world government they want. And one of the biggest bowling pins they have to knock down is America to get to that.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I like to discuss.
Okay, well, we only have we have about 6 minutes before the end of your time, so I want you to, you know, you want to go ahead and summarize after this commercial break what you want our readers to, our listeners to get. Okay, stay tuned.
Okay.
Thanks.
Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form, It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have about 6 minutes, Greg, and I kind of wanted you to focus on a little bit on how people can get a hold of you and your work and where they can listen to you on your radio, as well as what's going on in Mexico and, you know, other places. I did post your blog, by the way, in our chat room. We have a chat room, immunizewisely.chatandgo.com.
Well, anyway, you want to know where my show is at? Okay. I have one. It's been running for a long time on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, and that runs at 12 o'clock if Monday through Friday, but usually they put them on YouTubes. And I found very interesting. You know, I can talk all I want about the Vatican and the Jesuits, and they don't censor it much anymore. But as soon as you start putting on shows like the COVID virus or covert 19, in the last 2 weeks, I've had like six shows taken off YouTube. And so they're really sensitive about that right now because they want people to believe their lies. So I'm on that station. Then I'm on a national radio station. It's called CRN Talk. And it's quite interesting. I'm on with some people that you'll hear on Fox and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of got that show going because I played it kind of on the comedy side. And it worked. At least I can get my message across and then sneak in some serious stuff. And so that's on crntalk.com, and that's every Friday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
And it's Pacific time. These are all Pacific time.
Right. And then they want me to do a daily show, but I don't know if I'm going to do it there. We'll see. But, yeah, I remember years ago I got started in internet radio on RBN and Genesis. I used to be on there. And then from there moved over to where I was on First Amendment and a few other places over the years. So it's been a while. And I did have a website called Arctic Beacon for a long time, and it's got raw. I don't know how. I was like 2 days late in getting my domain name, and somebody stole it. And I never got it back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to start another website. Lost a lot of my information.
So someone actually grabbed that domain from you.
Oh, yeah. If you go to it, they put some BS on there, you know, and I can't get it back. I tried to buy it, and they wanted like $20,000 or something. I said, who are you people? I mean,
wow. They did,
they don't want
same
that name.
They did that same thing to the Idaho Observer. They actually created the Idaho Observer. .com, you know, without a dash in the middle, Idaho Observer. And while we were printing, they had all of this other, I mean, someone funded it to put mainstream news on there. It was amazing. And as soon as we stopped printing that paper, that link went defunct. Isn't that bizarre?
So basically, you know, we talk, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out now, but I really believe, you know, my angle on all this has always been that, you know, I take a different view. I don't side with, you know, I can't get in the Trump camp. I can't get in the globalist camp. And the reason is I know that both of them are being, their strings are being pulled. And I know that that deflates a lot of the people who follow Trump. But listen, whatever he does, it's a lot of hollow words in my estimation. And it sounds good. I love it. In fact, if it was real, I would be one. But it's not. And that's the real key here, because they could never get a one world order or socialism or fascism in without a guy like him. He's really been a person that can, you know, he reminds me of someone that can really galvanize an organization, bring everybody into the Trump camp. And it's really good. I mean, I love America. I'd love to see it that way. When you realize that he is being controlled, that is the key. And a simple thing. They selected him to be president maybe 15, 20 years before that. And that's obvious when you see some of the, you know, you may think it's funny, but the Simpsons had him coming down that elevator in, I think, 2000 and, I don't know, what is it, 10?
Right.
Exactly the way he came down. So there is an element here that is important, and that is what he says is right, but it's going to lead to a different synthesis, and the synthesis will be a one world government. This country will not recover. It can't. And if I sound negative, I'm not being negative. I think a person can recover. I mean, after this whole thing is over, like this, what's happening right now is, you know, they're always saying it's going to be a new normal coming. It's not going to be the same. Well, that's right. But it has to be something within you that's new. And that could be the key here, because whatever they do, you're going to have to live with it. And so I try my show to show a way to function this way, a way to see the beauty in the world again, and maybe understand that with that, you can actually bypass all this other stuff that they're doing.
Okay, Greg, we are coming to the end of our time. So I really appreciate you coming on. I'd like to have you on for a much longer period. I actually do follow Trump's back channel because I think it's very interesting the times we live in. And no, I don't think Trump's the total savior, but I do find the politically what's happening and the moves that he's made to be not always in line with a globalist agenda. Certainly he's made, I can name off the top of my head, I'm not going to do it here, at least half a dozen significant moves that are not part of the globalist agenda. So that is interesting enough to me to pay attention to the Q drops, which is his back channel. So I do pay attention to what's posted there. But anyway, but thank you for coming on. I really appreciate you coming on, Greg. And hope people go to your chat room and listen to your radio show, because you always are very astute and have a lot of great information. So thank you.
All right. Well, see you again. Thanks for having me on.
I want to have you on another time for a longer period, but thanks.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Immunize Wisely. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. And, yep, I kind of ended the whole thing with Greg Szymanski because I have another guest. And, you know, Greg is a great guest, but I'm sure, you know, a lot of us have our differences of opinion. I just, you know, while Trump certainly has some, you know, dark history there, most people that get into positions of power do. He has definitely made moves that are anti-globalist. I mean, like getting out of the World Health Organization, you know, getting out, you know, I mean, there's lots. I'm not going to distract the program now. I want to actually spend time bringing on my next guest because I was hoping Greg would tell us a little more of what's going on in other countries, and we didn't get that. But we will from this guest. So I have Dr. Leo Rebello. He is an amazing man. He has the website www.healthwisdom.org. He's been a friend for many years on the vaccine front. He is from Mumbai, India. It's 6 o'clock in the morning there, and he is the first Indian that I've had on my radio show. He's a world-renowned holistic healer, holistic development expert since 1975. He has lectured in 65 different countries, including 3 times in the U.S. And he was actually my guest in Idaho and knew my my late mother, Wallene James, you know, certainly involved in the vaccination liberation work. Today he wants to speak on the 10 commandments of health. You should know that he's done a lot of work. He has a lot of credentials. He has written petitions to Supreme Courts of India, USA, UK, and World Court against unconstitutional lockdowns affecting our fundamental rights. He has lectured at the World Health Organization, UNAIDS, UNESCO, UN Habitat conferences. You know, I mean, you know, it kind of goes on and on. He has a Twitter account. You can find him at twitter.com/ Dr. Leo, Dr. Leo Rebello. So he posts a lot there. And so before I, you know, spend a lot of time, you know, introducing him, I really want him to talk, but he will explain the Ten Commandments of Health and how to live healthy to 100 without ills, pills, and medicine bills. And he has a great sense of humor, and I think you're going to, you know, enjoy what he has to say. And he has been able to inspire people, much like Mahatma Gandhi, to rise up against this madness. And, you know, we need to, you know, he's all about, you know, utilizing the law in India to arrest Bill Gates. And I think that's good. It needs to happen. As we all know, he can't be arrested soon enough. So welcome to Immunize Wisely, Leo. Thank you for coming on the show so early in the morning there.
Thank you, Ingrid. Thank you, Dewey. And all the Americans listening to me, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, it's good evening here. But yes, good morning to you and good evening to us, huh?
Yeah. We are ahead of America and America is behind us. Pun intended. Yeah. So, namaste, all American listeners. And as my friend Ingrid has said, I'm going to talk to you on two topics. One is 10 Commandments of Health, or how to live healthy 100 without ills, pills, and medical bills. And the second is, of course, the corona, which you also confused with COVID-19. Because corona virus and COVID-19 are two different things. Let them not hook you, or let them not con you into believing what they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead if you are ready.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready for you to, you know, take off and share whatever you want to. We have a chat room, and so I'm posting some of your information in our chat room, immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. And right. So a lot of the links to all the information that you sent to Dewey and I are posted on our website, and so I'm going ahead and sharing those links.
Good. Thank you very much, Ingrid. Now, just look at your hand first to begin with. Both your palms,
mm-hmm.
Look at them and rub them vigorously, both the palms, and apply on your face that warm hands of yours. First, vigorously rub your palms and then apply on your face. And you will feel totally fresh.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel it?
Well, I feel energized because my understanding is when I do rub my palms, I'm creating energy, and then I'm applying that same energy that I've created through rubbing my palms vigorously together, and I'm applying it to my face. It's an energy transfer.
Very, very good. Now, the entire universe, as also our bodies, are made of pancha tattvas, five elements. The five elements are air, water, earth, sky, and fire. Now, air is represented by index finger.
Uh-huh.
Water by little finger. Earth, ring finger. Sky, middle finger, and fire, thumb. Now, uh-huh. making use of your hand, you can control these five elements in your body and direct them to different organs. So, The entire universe is made of five elements. Your body is made of five elements. Any disturbance in these five elements during different seasons means different seasonal diseases. Like in monsoon, you have monsoon diseases. In winter, you have winter diseases. In summer, you have got summer diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So you can join your index finger air. If you join it with thumb, you have got air and fire. Depending on how strong is your air and how you feel about your fire, you will know and you can balance. Similarly, if you are feeling less of water, you have drained up yourself too much, you have perspired too much, then water element can be controlled by earth element. And sky element can be controlled through air element and fire element. So there is an interplay of these five tattvas or elements that keeps your body intact, healthy, and disease-free. Mm-hmm. I think this is clear by now.
Mm-hmm.
And making use of your hand, these are called mudras, but I am not going into mudras or locking system. I am not going into that. You can control these five elements in the body and remain disease-free for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum 100 years, because that is your body's guarantee period given to you by the finest manufacturer, God, when he gave you this beautifully running car called your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm coming to 10 commandments of health, or how to live healthy 100 without ills, pills, and doctor's unnecessary bills.
Mm-hmm.
There is no need for going to the doctor if you know how to take care of your own body. Absolutely no need. And this is precisely what I'm going to tell you today, how to live healthy 100 by 10 commandments of health. Like Moses gave you 10 commandments, today I am giving you 10 health commandments. And these cannot be violated. First, eat twice a day only. Only twice a day you must eat. And your breakfast should be heavy. Lunch should be fine. But don't eat while walking or while working or while you are tense. Don't argue, don't talk while eating. Don't drink water in between.
Mm-hmm.
Chew your food properly, masticate your food properly, and that will nourish your body. So eat only twice a day. One who eats one, in Hindi there is a very good saying, Ek bar khane, I hope some Indians may be listening to this radio today.
Mm-hmm.
Ek bar khane wala yogi kehlata hai. That means one who eats once is a yogi. Yogi means self-controlled person. Do bar khane wala bhogi kehlata hai. One who eats twice is a glutton. Aur teen bar khane wala rogi kehlata hai. One who eats thrice is a diseased person.
Mm-hmm.
You should not eat after sunset. Dinner should be before sunset according to Ayurveda.
Mm-hmm.
And morning meal should mainly consist of fruits, fresh fruits. And along with fruits, you cannot drink water. These are some of the niyamas. Niyamas means rules, which are prescribed in Ayurveda, natural medicine, yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So, eat only twice a day if you want to live 100. Not three or four times.
So, yeah, I would totally agree. So, you should eat, you know, I know a lot of people drink like a quart of water in the morning, and then they'll have fruit, and their main meal is maybe about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. Go ahead. I mean, and dinner?
Well, that would be their dinner. They would just have water in the morning.
Okay.
You know, a quart of water, and then followed by a meal of fruit, a breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the afternoon, you know, any sometime after 2, they would have their main meal.
Okay, good. Right. Now let's come to next commandment of health. Drink minimum 8 glasses of water. I said water, not aerated water, not alcohol. Only drink water. Along with that water, you may drink fruit juices or dilute fruit juices with water. So minimum 8 glasses of water must go into your system, because 70% of the body is made of water and brain is made of 90% of the water. So brain needs more water than the body. And if you don't drink enough water, then you suffer from amnesia, Alzheimer's, forgetfulness at a very early age.
Mm-hmm.
So you should drink water. The more you drink water, better will be your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Your balance should be 70%, blood should be 70% alkaline and
mm-hmm.
30% acidic. But because
mm-hmm.
of this ratio is in inverse proportion, that means 70% alkaline blood becomes 70% acidic, then
mm-hmm.
you have all the diseases setting in. So
mm-hmm.
maintain this balance, 70% alkaline, 30% acidic, and you will not suffer from any diseases if you drink 8 glasses of water a day minimum. Is that
mm-hmm.
clear?
It is to me.
Very good. Now, first thing in the morning, you drink water. Last thing in the night, before going to sleep, drink. In the morning, you must drink warm water. As soon as you get up, 1 glass of warm water. It will feel you so nice. And in the night, before going to bed, you must drink another glass of warm water, and you will have very restful sleep. These are the simple things. These are the simple commandments, very easy to follow to remain healthy. The third commandment is exercise for minimum 15 minutes a day. There are 700 muscles in your body, and if you don't exercise them, they become weak and strengthless, etc. So you must exercise them. Now, what kind of exercise? Swimming is good exercise. Cycling is good exercise. Jogging is good exercise. Running is good exercise. Playing games is good exercise. So these are the very good exercises. But don't go to the gym. That is the worst form of exercise, because it only develops your muscles. And to pump up muscles, you take steroids. And then, if I may joke, the Liverpool women become Manchesters if they go to the gymnasium. I don't think you got the joke of it. Hello? Ingrid? Where are you? Okay. Hello?
Shall I
continue with my talk?
Oh yeah, you should continue. Oh good. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay,
somehow my connection went bad.
Okay. But did you hear what I said about exercise?
Oh, I did. Yeah. I think but I just had a question, you know, I may not have heard it all. I got cut off. Somehow my computer went kind of blank. So I just wanted to ask, I mean, that's cardiovascular. I mean, you need to have the exercise involves where you're deep breathing, right?
Right. And with exercise, there should be proper breathing. Because if proper breathing is not there, then the exercise benefit will not be there so much. So, we have covered three commandments out of 10. The fourth commandment is, the best form of exercise, as I said, is walking. Walking is the best form of exercise. Walking is the best form of exercise. I will tell you something about that. And it is there on your chat. So walking is the best form of exercise which you should be able to do.
Well, yeah, because I think of getting the, you know, the lungs and the heart going that you need to walk briskly, or, you know, I understand walking is really important, but, you know, even hiking or being able to go uphill and having, you know, different levels of radiation, gradation, you know.
I'm coming to it. I'm coming to it. When you say walking, it should be brisk walk. Better, this is better for brain, better for mindfulness, less Alzheimer, less dementia. It leads to improved vision, strong heart, no stroke or less stroke, less blood pressure, larger lungs, eliminate body toxins, healthier pancreas, prevents diabetes, good digestion, no constipation, leaner muscles, firm joints, strong bones, lesser back pain, flexibility, good libido, good sleep. These are the multiple benefits of walking. Mm-hmm. But women have additional benefits with walking. And these benefits for women are thighs and buttocks reduce. Usually women after 40 have big buttocks. But if they keep walking, the buttocks will reduce. Breast remain firm, less menstrual pain. You don't need brufen and that kind of painkillers. Belly fat reduces. No sciatica, no varicose veins. After delivery helps in shaping back to normalcy. There are some do's and don'ts of walking. While walking, you must keep smiling face. But do not talk, don't use cell phones. Drink water before you start walking. Drink water after returning home. No water while walking. Send me a report of your progress after 1 month of regular walking. And you yourself will know that simple walking, as I have described, will do you great miracles. Mm-hmm. Now, that was the fourth commandment. Fifth commandment is fast once a week. When I say fast once a week, it can be total fast only on water and fruit juices, or you can take only one meal a day, mainly the breakfast, first thing in the morning. But that will be mainly of fruit juices or fruit, nothing else. Do not
smoke. No protein, no starch. I mean, when you're taking one meal a day, it would be strictly just fresh fruit.
That's right.
And still stick with that eight glasses of water.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got it. You got me correctly. Do not smoke, especially when you are fasting. Do not smoke. Do not take drugs. Do not have alcohol. And this is very strictly to be followed, especially when you are fasting. Otherwise, you will have no benefit of fasting. Do not gamble or cheat. That is my seventh commandment. Because when you cheat your others, you cheat God, you cheat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is not bad, but lechery is bad. And sex is very good exercise between partners, and it has to be done in limitation, and you must feel invigorated after the sex and not feel bad about it after the sex. Mm-hmm. That is my. That
in other
is
words,
my
it's good to do it with your partner, with your married
Married or nowadays there are live-in partners. Partner is a partner, whether you are married or not. As long as it is between you two, that is your lookout, not somebody else's lookout. So, marriage. When you are married, it doesn't mean that sex is sanctified. Sex is sanctified when there is love. If it is rape, it is not sex. It is forced sex. If it is unnatural sex, then that is a different matter altogether on which we may or may not go. So, when I say sex, it is clean sex between two partners consenting. Whether they are married, whether they are living together, it is their business, not my lookout. Mm-hmm. On the contrary, when you go to confess to a priest in a church, that is why I prefer Protestant confession, confessing to the crucifix, because then you are true when you don't hide anything. But when you go to a Catholic priest, you are afraid of him. He may misuse you. He may exploit you after listening to your confession. And that happens usually in the churches. So, confession, though, should be invigorating and make you holy and healthy. Sometimes you come out with a guilt and fear after the confession, and that is psychologically not good for your development of spirit. Mm-hmm. Then we come to sleep well. Now, sleep is very, 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 very important. Children sleep for 18 to 20 hours. Small children, I mean, newborn babies. Grown-up children require 10 to 12 hours. Adults require 6 to 9 hours. Mm-hmm. And hello, what is this music?
We have music coming up, and that means it's the end of the first hour. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Dr. Leo Rabella on Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.